My name is Rafael Soltero. I'm the VP of marketing and sales for Athentech Imaging. I've been in photography for more than 30 years. I used to work for Kodak, Noritsu, KISS, and now Athentech. And what I like about this is that it's simple, it's scientifically driven, and it works.
So we have looked at the automatic presets, and I've seen how you can color correct immediately, how you can do sharpening, how you can fix red eye, how you can take noise out, all of the things that it will do automatically. So now tell me about some of the other aspects of this that go a little bit deeper.
We have customers all around the world. One of our customers is, for example, Cashman in Las Vegas. And what we found out is that they're shooting 15, 20,000 weddings a year, and they are in 13 different chapels with 13 different illumination. It could be red, it could be yellow, it could be. One of the things that happens is that many times the indoors versus the outdoors are a problem to them. So when we do use one of our corrections, we correct on the tint. You can see how the automatic correction corrects the white balance and makes the image very, very different. Not only that, we have adjusted exposure, contrast, vibrancy, sharpening, all of that in one shot on this image. So you really don't have to do anything else other than decide how do you want to crop it, where you're going to include it. And, you know, unfortunately for a lot of event photographers, they spend a lot of time with 600, 700 images, and the customer will select 20 or 25. So it's really a workflow change where rather than correcting the images before the customer, you know, by hand, pass them all through here, correct them all automatic, and now you can show them all corrected to the customer. They decide on the 25, 30, 40 that they're going to buy, and then you can spend a little bit more time on those, cropping and deciding what is it, making the story creative and putting the story behind the image. So I think that that's what we're trying to do, is just help the photographer spend more time taking pictures and telling the story rather than correcting images, sitting down behind a computer, which doesn't generate any revenue for them.
What's the hardest thing for the software to do that you've managed to overcome?
I think that it's the issue of looking at different images that are taking under different conditions, analyzing those images, and coming out with a correction that is great. So it's the variety, it's the flexibility of the software to work under different conditions and create something that is more valuable to the photographer. The uniformity is the other thing. I mean, and many times we, you know, if you have more than one person correcting, you will get five different corrections. So this helps to really create a uniform correction that really is pleasing to you as a photographer, is pleasing to your customer, and then essentially now you can apply it on a batch mode that essentially gets applied to hundreds, thousands of images, and now you're happy because now you are not spending time behind a computer just sitting down. You're being creative and putting the story behind the image. The correction that we applied is scientific correction. So what we do is that we take a look at pixel by pixel of the image. So there is going to be a correction in the background that is going to require a different correction than the correction on the face. So we do take a look at each image, pixel by pixel, and then we make an assessment of what would be the best correction. Now here's where your input comes in, because you have already decided, based on the preset, what is the strength that you want to apply on each correction. Then we consider that information. We take a look at the information that we have, and we now come out with a correction that is really pleasing to you, and that is the right correction scientifically calculated. Fortunately for us, we can see an image, and we think that we know a lot of information, but it's all numbers. So we significantly know a lot more about that image than you do as a photographer, because we're looking at the numbers. We're not looking itself at the image. And what I think it's about creating the story behind the image, that's what we're all about. The reason we're taking a picture is because we want to create that memory. And that memory requires a story behind it. So how is it crop? How is it? We're not cropping. We're just correcting that image. Color really doesn't make a difference unless it is bad color, which is going to now damage your memory.
That was Rafael Soltero of Athentech Imaging Incorporated. And we're talking about Perfectly Clear. Thank you so much.
You are welcome. It's a pleasure.